VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was found guilty of 8 financial crimes Tuesday in the first trial victory of the special counsel investigation into the president's associates. The jury was unable to agree on 10 other counts. It returned the decision after deliberating 4 days on the charges of tax evasion and bank fraud. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the verdict marks the first trial win for the special counsel's team.
Manafort was the first American charged in the special counsel's investigation to opt for a trial instead of cooperating. Despite months of partisan attacks, many from the president himself, the verdict shows Bob Mueller's team can convince a jury of its integrity. It also raises questions about whether the president will seek to pardon Manafort.
Manafort decided not to put on any witnesses or testify himself in the trial. His attorney said he made the decision because he didn't believe the government had met its burden of proof. Donald Trump's former lawyer has pleaded guilty in a scheme to pay hush money before the presidential election. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former personal lawyer and longtime fixer, pleaded guilty to charges that included campaign finance fraud. The accusation stemmed from Cohen's role in the payment of hush money shortly before the 2016 election to porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy playmate Karen McDougal, both of whom reported sexual affairs with Trump. Cohen agreed not to contest any prison term between 45 and 63 months. The case pulls back the curtain on his relationship and falling out with Trump, whom Cohen once said he'd take a bullet for. Warren Levinson, New York.
The plea bargain could increase legal risks for the president because it raises the possibility that Cohen will provide information to the special counsel, Robert Mueller. This is VOA News. Microsoft said Tuesday it has uncovered new Russian hacking attempts targeting U.S. political groups ahead of the midterm elections. Company said that a hacking group tied to the Russian government created fake internet domains that appeared to look like 2 American conservative organizations. 3 other fake domains were designed to look as if they belonged to the U.S. Senate. The Islamic State claims responsibility for firing 2 rockets toward the presidential palace in Kabul on Tuesday as the Afghan president was delivering his holiday message for the Muslim celebrations of Eid al-Adha. Associated Press correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Police say the first rocket landed somewhere near the presidency, the second near a NATO compound and the U.S. embassy in Kabul. But no one was hurt. The attack prompted a ferocious aerial response with helicopter gunships bombing the house from where the rockets were reportedly launched.
A former Nazi concentration camp guard who was living in New York City has been deported to Germany 14 years after a judge ordered his expulsion. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
95-year-old Yakiv Pali, the last Nazi war crime suspect who was facing deportation from the U.S., was removed from his Queens home and sent back to Germany, according to the White House. Pali hid his involvement in the slaughter of Jews at a concentration camp in Poland and gained entry to the U.S. after World War II by claiming he was a farmer and factory worker. In 2004, a judge ordered him deported, but he lived in limbo here because no country would accept him. Pali's fate in Germany is unclear, as prosecutors have previously indicated. There doesn't appear to be enough evidence to bring wartime charges. Julie Walker, New York.
The Vatican has confirmed that Pope Francis will meet with victims of clerical sexual abuse during his visit this week to Ireland. Correspondent Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA from Rome.
Pope Francis's principal reason to visit Ireland this weekend is to take part in the World Meeting of Families, which opened Tuesday in the country's diocese. The event, held every 3 years, brings together families from around the world. He is to address families attending the meeting on Saturday at Croke Park in Dublin. The Pope had been expected to meet survivors of clerical sexual abuse, but this had not been officially confirmed until today. Pope Francis has been coming under intense pressure to speak out with force about the issue of clerical sexual abuse in the Church in Ireland. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.